Let's go to Giles Bickford now with the business update. Giles.
Thank you, Corinne Morena. In the business news this morning, Goldilocks is in charge of inflation, heated economic discussions at a Swiss ski resort, and we'll bring you the latest from the money markets. Well, the first big economic number of the year, inflation for the final 3 months of 2019, is likely to reinforce the case that the Reserve Bank can afford to hold interest rates steady this year. Forecasts are firming up for a 0.4% rise in consumer prices for the quarter. That would take the annual rate up to 1.8%. Housing rents and transport costs are picked to show the bigger rises for the quarter. And while inflation has been subdued here and around the world, ASB senior economist Mark Smith says it's not dead.
Wages is certainly a major focus for us, as well as that will be whether the economy will actually maintain momentum. There were some positive signs from the Q3 GDP report of last year showing that the economy sort of ticked up a gear. So we'll be really looking to see whether or not, you know, the momentum we're seeing is going to be sustained. And if that's certainly the case, we'll start to see a bit more firming on the domestic inflation picture.
And in that current environment, Mark Smith's picking the Reserve Bank can afford to do the three W's: watch, wait and worry.
We've penciled in a cut to the official cash rate for this year, but it's fair to say that the more that the economy shows resilience, the less likely this is going to be. But our view very much is, you know, inflation is low, and it's likely to remain low for some time yet. So there's certainly no hurry on the part of the Reserve Bank to raise the official cash rate either.
That's ASB senior economist Mark Smith. The manufacturing sector has probably seen its low point and should see a bounce back this year. The latest read on the sector showed it slipping back into contraction in December after a couple of improving months. BNZ senior economist Craig Ebert says a recent survey showing rising confidence in the sector suggests there are better times ahead.
In the case of the QSBO, it has a lot more forward-looking indicators, whereas the PMI is really asking firms what's happening currently in actual business. So if you look at the QSBO expectations variables, they did give a sense that perhaps some of the worst is behind the manufacturing sector. As they look into the early part of this year, there's a little bit more positivity coming into the frame.
That's BNZ senior economist Craig Ebert. Well, the world's political, business and social elites and the world connected meet this week in the Swiss ski resort Davos. It's the World Economic Forum. A report issued last week by the forum confirmed climate change and related issues as the major challenges facing the world, highlighting the inability of governments and businesses to take meaningful action. President Borga Brenda says a gathering of thousands up a Swiss mountain at great expense is justified by the need to start dialogue and action.
Bringing the leading business people together with governments and civil society to really agree on how to walk the talk, I think is very important. We need less confrontations. And in Davos, we will also mobilize the business sector that really can change this for implementing necessary steps to fight climate change. So I think this is a great opportunity, our 50th anniversary. We'll make it into a do shop and not a talk shop.
That's Borga Brenda, president of the World Economic Forum. No doubt there'll be some worthy comments made there, which we'll bring you where and when they're relevant. Let's have a look at the markets. Wall Street, record territory all over the place. Still confidence after that US-China Phase 1 trade deal. Coming into the quarterly earnings season as well, and there are those who are expecting some solid reports there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up a handful of points. 29,400 is where it sits, obviously heading to the 30,000 level. Our own top 50 index also in record territory, had its third consecutive record close on Friday, up more than 0.5%. 11,800 is where it starts the morning. The New Zealand dollar holding firm at 66.1 US cents, 96.2 Australian, 50.8 British pence, 0.596 euro, 72.8 Japanese yen, and 4.53 yuan. Brent crude oil up 20 cents, and gold up $3.50, $1,556 US dollars an ounce.